The question for today is, since Michael means one who is like God, who else but Jesus Christ can fit this description? Do you agree that you were in error when you stated in a television program that Michael is an archangel, when there is no biblical basis for this Catholic Protestant presumption? According to the book of Jude, Michael is an archangel, Jude 9. Jude tells us that even a strong angel like Michael refuses to pronounce judgment upon the devil, but the Lord, Christ, not Michael, will come to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly acts they have done in the ungodly way, verses 14 and 15. Michael the archangel and Jesus the Messiah are clearly contrasted in this passage. Of course, this proves nothing if you reject the book of Jude. You asked, since Michael means one who is like God, who else but Jesus Christ can fit this description? Look at Numbers 13, verse 13, 1 Chronicles 5, verse 13 and 14, 2 Chronicles 21, verse 2, and Ezra 8, verse 8, and ask the same of the Michael named in each of these verses. There is one angel and several humans named Michael. The name means who is like God. In Daniel 10, Michael comes to the aid of the good angel, possibly Gabriel, to fight with the prince of the kingdom of Persia. Michael is one of the chief princes or guardian angels. There are good and evil princes, angelic principalities, at work behind the scenes in the affairs of this world. Michael is Israel's prince or special guardian. As one of the chief princes, he is in the same class as the other ruling angels. His battle against supernatural evil is described here in Jude 9 and in Revelation 12. Jesus Christ is not one of the several ruling angels. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Revelation 19, verse 16. He is the one of whom it is said, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Hebrews 1 verse 6. The angels, and this surely includes the ruling princes of Daniel 10 to 12, are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation. Hebrews 1 verse 14. They are contrasted with the Son. Read Hebrews 1 verse 5 to 14. In Revelation 12, the male child who is caught up to God is Christ. Then a couple of verses later, Michael and his angels are seen fighting with the dragon and his angels. The text tells us that Michael, not the male child, fought with the dragon. This leaves the clear impression that the male child and Michael are two different persons. One cannot use the argument that the name Michael is used because it would seem too unnatural to have a child waging war against the dragon, for elsewhere in Revelation, the Lamb wages war and expresses his wrath. A war-waging, wrathful Lamb seems every bit as unnatural. The evidence tips the scales in favor of the view that Michael is not Christ, but is one of the ruling angels who, with other supernatural princes, battles the forces of supernatural evil that are at work behind the scenes in this world.